Good Yom Tov, Yud Gimel Tammuz. We're going to discuss Inyanim of the Rebbe. The Rebbe spoke about Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz on various occasions, and we'll open up with a Sicha of the Rebbe that the Rebbe began the Fabrengen Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shem Chafei in 1965. The Rebbe states that it is known the story of the first Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shem Chafei in 1927. That when the Friedrich Rebbe needed to appear in the government office in Kastrama, where he was exiled. So when he came there being escorted by the Chassid Rabbi L'Chaim Althaus, it was verified that that day's Tuesday, Yud Beis Tammuz, there is a certain chag, a certain holiday in Russia. And therefore the office is closed and there was only one person there to set up the necessary things that in the office, although the office was formally closed. And he relayed to them that an order came from Moscow that the previous Rebbe is free and he can return back to Leningrad at the Burg. And since on this day the office is closed, so therefore he will have to return tomorrow, Yud Gimel Tammuz, to receive the official papers of release. The Friedrich Rebbe came back from the office to the place where he stayed in Kastrama, in the house of the Sheikhet of Kastrama. The news already arrived there that the Friedrich Rebbe is free. And the Chassid Ramchol Dvorkin, who was there, from great excitement of this surprising news without any preparation, without any advance notice, and Bechlau, he wasn't always within a frame of limitation. He took a bottle of Maske, which was a small Valium, didn't drink it, Chas V'Shalom, but held it in his hand. And he danced around the house where the Friedrich Rebbe stayed in Kastrama. And he's saying the Nigun in Russian, which the contents is Ein Eid Milvadi. The Rebbe explains that Ramchol Dvorkin picked up on this Nigun while he was working in past times, many years in the forest with non-Jews, and Memela, he used many inyanim words of Russian. Memela, he sang the nigun netu netu nikavo krami, and the Rebbe continues that the next word is actually Hashem's name in Russian, and since the Alter Rebbe writes that we shouldn't mention Hashem's name even in another language other than Hebrew, so therefore we cannot pronounce the Eibishter's name in Russian, so therefore it is Krami Yevo, which means there's nothing besides him. Everybody knows the him means Hashem. And that is how he danced with a bottle in his hand, B'meshech Zman Oruch, around the house. So the Rebbe continues that Mestama, there are people here that know the Nigun, and B'meila, they will teach everyone assembled here the Nigun. And the Rebbe concluded, so now we need to find who knows the Nigun. The Rebbe turned to many people who were present at the Fabrengen and asked them if they know the Nigun. And the Rebbe added, I cannot sing the Nigun today. If it would be Simchas Torah, I would teach the Nigun. The Rebbe would customarily teach a new Nigun Simchas Torah. But he started to hum the Nigun quietly. And then the Rebbe asked, no, there isn't even one Yid from Russia that knows the Nigun. Amodna Amaratzis. Strange ignorance. One of them assuming one of the people present began singing the Nigun. So the Rebbe says, no, it's not a different version, but it doesn't matter. Let it be this version. The beginning is similar, and the contents is similar. The tone is different. And then the Rebbe said with a smile, I'll first say it in Yiddish, Besser is ol zingen dem Nigun, weil it nicht zingen dem Nigun, weil ich auch nicht mit dem Hadron. It would be more a benefit for you that you should sing the Nigun, because if you will not sing the Nigun, I will start making the Hadron, the Siyum, and the Gemara, which the Rebbe made at that Fabrengen. Mirza Hashem, in the next installment, will continue B'negeya to Yud Beis Tammuz. Hemshech to the earlier installment, B'negeya to the Sicha of the Rebbe, Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shem Chafei, 1965, the Rebbe continues and says that in general, we know that there were three people present when the previous Rebbe was informed that he is going to be released and will be able to return home to Leningrad. Each one of the three received the news within their framework. Rabbi L'chaim Altaus, the Rebbe refers that he already spoke about it in an earlier occasion. When he heard the news, his face changed color. Not just it changed color, half of the face was white, half of the face was red. The Rebbe says to the extent that the previous Rebbe feared that nothing should happen to him health-wise. And he immediately calmed him down by placing his hand on his shoulder in order that it should settle down. Rav Michal Gvarkin, as mentioned earlier, he took a bottle of mashke and he danced around the house with the Nigen Netni Kavo. In addition to that, there was a third party there, a third person. In the house of the Sheikhet of Kastrama, where the previous Rebbe was hosted while he was in Kastrama, there was a young child. The Rebbe adds that he does not know exactly how old he was, if he was 8, 9, or 10 years old, although B'chol Eifen, he wasn't really a settled person, a person that has a great understanding. And when he saw the commotion and the excitement by all present, he wanted to demonstrate his excitement, what he can do. So he climbed up on a fence and with his head on the bottom and his feet up, he was walking around on the fence many times. The Rebbe then at the Fabrengen, with a smile on his face, said, maybe there's someone here that can do the same thing. And the Rebbe referred to a Yid, Rav Avrom Lisson, who lived in Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe continued that he does this, and Mestame is also doing it now in Kfar Chabad, and it should be for his benefit and for his health. To draw down this nekuda, the Rebbe said, this concept that the head is on the bottom and the feet are on the top, which is logical in a time of great joy. So the Rebbe brings out that even a child, 7 or 8 years old, who was raised and educated in another atmosphere, in another environment, also he was permeated with this joy. And the Rebbe concludes that b'negiyei leinu, b'negiyei to us, the ultimate goal of a story is that everyone in their lifetime goes through different time slots, different timetables. There is a time that a person is a young child, and then there is a time that the person becomes an adult, and then he becomes an old person, an old man. Al derech zeh, the same thing is reflected every day, and the same thing every year. There are times that a person finds himself in katnas hameichen, which means his mind is not completely developed. And then there are times that his mind is developed and alert. And then there are times that his mind is has matured to its capacity and in a very settled mind, like an older person that is more in a settled manner. And the Meila de Rebbe says, in all these three different stages, the union of Gula redemption needs to permeate everyone that they should be higher than their vessels, to go out of their limitation. It should be me'idecha, me'id, your utmost, which connects with the true utmost, who is the Eibishter. And the Yid brings it down into this world. The Hemshech to the earlier installment has been a gear to Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz. We're continuing now Be'ezras Hashem with installment number 3, discussing a Fabrengen of Yud Gimel Tammuz Tov Shin Hei 1945. This Fabrengen took place in 770 in the office of Machne Yisrael, which later became the Rebbe's office, Yechidus Room. And it was documented by Rabbi Avrom Weingarten. He was a Tomim, a Bacher then, in 770, and he would document many different Fabrengens that he heard from the Rebbe and from Mashpiyim. The Rebbe began the Fabrengen that when they came to arrest the previous Rebbe, he was in the middle of supper. And the previous Rebbe saw that they entered the house, and
He reached Birchas Hamazon. He prolonged the Birchas Hamazon. It should take longer. And this allowed the family members to gather and place many of the documents that dealt with the Friedrich Rebbe's activities in Russia. They were all placed in boxes, including also other papers that were not of great importance. And this accomplished that when it came to the search, they were not able to find anything that should prove dangerous. In the middle of the search, a chassid arrived at the house of the Friedrich Rebbe. Rabbi Avraham Weingarten, when he wrote down this Rishime, he left a space, not mentioning who it was. But it seems like from Rabbi L'Chaim Althaus that it was the Rebbe. And when the Rebbe saw the whole house is lit up, he understood something happened. He surrounded the house, went all around, and was afraid to knock on a door or a window. At the end, the Rebbe knocked on a window, and the Rebbetzin Chaimushka told him what happened. The Rebbe immediately contacted Rabbi L'Chaim Althaus, an additional chassidim, to tell them what is going on. Many Tmimim Bacharim went to Chaim Lieberman, who was the Friedrich Rebbe's maskir. He lived in a different house, and notified him about the dangerous documents that are found by him, that they need to be destroyed. The Bacharim that went, since it was dangerous to go at night because of the government, so they made themselves like shikurim, as they would be drunk, as they were drunk. And that is how they managed to get to the house of Chaim Lieberman. In the corners of the streets, Anash, curious to know what is going on here, to know where is this car going to take the previous Rebbe, they also stood there and acted like drunk. The Friedrich Rebbe said they took him to the prison about 2:15 a.m. But the Rebbe says the minute Bidiuk, Friedrich Rebbe says, the Rebbe says the Friedrich Rebbe does not know Bidiuk what minute this was. While they were driving, the GPU officers started to talk to each other, joke to each other, look at these Jewish drunks. Behemshech of this Fabrengen, the Rebbe mentions different facts which are already published in the Rishimas HaMeiser of the previous Rebbe, but then there are some facts which are not in this Rishimas HaMeiser. The Rebbe mentions that there was a certain form with questions, a questionnaire, and the previous Rebbe answered on some of the questions, and there was a secretary, a lady, that would fill in the answers as the Friedrich Rebbe was responding orally. When the questions were complete, the Friedrich Rebbe took the Begin, this form, and he read everything that it says there. And the questions that he did not answer, he made a line like crossing it out. And that is to point out that on these questions he didn't give any answer, in order that they shouldn't write things on their own in a fraudulent way. He then counted how many things he wrote, and once he completed reading it, he signed his name. Another fact that the Rebbe mentions in this sicha, that when one of the interrogators, Lulav, prided himself in front of the previous Rebbe and warned him that many people were killed by him. And this was to threaten, Chas v'Sholem, the previous Rebbe. The previous Rebbe said, Wer weiß, was dein Sofet sein? Who knows what your end will be? And exactly that, some years passed, and he himself was also killed. When they arrested the previous Rebbe, he had in his property more than about 100 cigarettes. It means basically referring to paper from which they use for cigarillos. In Russia, the Rebbe says the papirosen are big, large. And in prison, the previous Rebbe wrote chassidus in the Beis HaSurim on 117 of these papers. The Rebbe tells us that when he was in Paris, he had some of these papers. He managed to see about 10 of the papers. The Rebbe concludes, but now the previous Rebbe does not have these papers. Concluding with a word that the Rebbe said about Kastrama, that when the previous Rebbe was in Kastrama by the Sheikhet, there were there were miracles that were seen accomplished by the Friedrich Rebbe. The Hemshech to the earlier installments, Benigia to Yubezit Gimel Tammuz, we're continuing now Bezras Hashem with installment number 4, discussing various references that the Rebbe expressed during the Fabrengens, Benigia to the days of Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. Firstly, the Rebbe compared it to Hanukkah, that in the same sense, what took place, Hanukkah, and the miracle of Hanukkah, they established and instituted the Yom Tov for the upcoming year, but not that year itself. In the same sense, Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, in the year Tafresh Pei Zayin, 1927, there was a directive, a heirah, in a telegram, Beli Pirsum, that it should not be with publicity. And the next year it became a formal and official Yom Tov. Expressions that the Rebbe used benegia to Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz. On one occasion in Tafshin Yud 1950, the Rebbe referred to Yud Beis, Yud Gimel Tammuz as Me'ed HaMe'edim, the Yom Tov of Yomim Tevim. Likewise, another occasion, the Rebbe used the expression Chag HaChagim. The Rebbe explained B'negia to Me'ed HaMe'edim that since it is a Yom Tov, a Geula date that relates exclusively to the Nesi Hador, therefore, it is not something individual, it is not something minor, but it is something that encompasses the whole generation. It is considered a very general day, and therefore it is the Me'ad of the Me'adim. On another occasion, the Rebbe said that Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, here it was in particular Benegia to Yud Beis, which is the beginning of the Gula, is an auspicious day to take upon oneself good hachlotes, good resolutions. On another occasion, the Rebbe said that these are auspicious days to strengthen and go in the ways of the Baal Gula of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. There was once a heirah, a directive, to the Gabbai in 770. This was when Yud Beis Tammuz was on Shabbos, that when they get to Boi Visholim in the Luchadedi, they should say Bisimcha. Bisimcha of Tzohola. Since Yud Beis Tammuz was on Shabbos that year. And finally, an interesting biur that the Rebbe gave. How is it that we institute a new Yom Tov, especially in the time of Golos? So the Rebbe mentions from the Chasam Sefer, an additional Achreinim, that since this Yom Tov stems from and results from the Golos itself, so therefore it is a separate, special category that allows to institute a new Yom Tov. The Rebbe quoted a few times over the years that even the Menagdim, the ones that placed the previous Rebbe in jail, they already knew that this arrest will later result in a liberation, and it'll be an additional Yom Tov by Chassidim, by Yidden. So already from the arrest, there will be a Yom Tov. B'hemshech to the earlier installments, B'negeah to Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, we're continuing now, Be'ezras Hashem, with installment number 5, discussing a sicha of the Rebbe from Yud Beis Tammuz, Tov Shin Chavov, 1966, which the Rebbe points to a miracle that happened with many who were involved in trying and exerting themselves actually to the utmost to release the Friedrich Rebbe from prison. This involved diplomacy and other means of pressure. The Rebbe says in the Sicha that in addition to the great miracle that happened with the previous Rebbe, there were also many individual miracles. Amongst them, an event, a Me'ura, that although at the time people did not focus on it, did not make it seem significant, but now after the many years that have passed, when we examine this matter in a very relaxed way, Ruikahet, we realize that Bahamas, this is a very great miracle that had no connection to nature. And the Rebbe continues as follows. The Seder, the order in that country is that the citizens of the country are monitored very strongly from the government. And the Rebbe says, this is also the condition now. The Rebbe was speaking in 1966. Alachas kama v'kama, surely then in 1927. And especially in relationship to the imprisonment by which, during which they actually made a very, very thorough search, and they would look b'sheva inayim, with 7 eyes, to all who had a connection with the Friedrich Rebbe. And nevertheless, as soon as it was publicized that they arrested the Friedrich Rebbe, there were tens of Yidden that threw themselves into various activities and the ishtadlus that the Friedrich Rebbe should be freed. And they didn't take in consideration that at the same time they're going to be looked after, monitored, tracked. They did not focus on the dangerous results that are related to this matter. And they did it in a very obvious way. They sent letters with their name signed, and even more yet, they themselves personally turned to different levels in the government which were responsible for the verdict of the Friedrich Rebbe, and they were mishtadl to influence them that to free the Friedrich Rebbe. And after all this, we see at Dvar Pella that amongst all these Yidden who were involved in this ishtadlus, there isn't even one and only person who was hurt as a result of his ishtadlus in any way, in any manner, not negeya benefesh, not in yonim that are negeya bodily, not in yonim of even money or parnosa. Everybody came out safe be'eif m'sholim. And the Rebbe continues that we can add, the Rebbe says, Yashleimar, that in a prat, this miracle is even greater than the miracle of the Geula itself, of the Friedrich Rebbe. Although the Geula of the previous Rebbe was an open miracle, still it had a levush, an achiza, a connection with nature. It went through the channels of nature, through many people who had great influence in that country and also outside of that country. But those that were mishtagel and worked to free the Friedrich Rebbe, especially those that they personally went to various places and offices which were from the highest levels to request to free the previous Rebbe, Al Pisechel Anusha, the Rebbe says, according to logic, there is no sense that it should not hurt them, that it should not bring any damage, chas v'sholim. And still, their ishtadlus did not hurt them in any way. Everything went through in a very smooth way. So the Rebbe explains, v'yashleimer b'derech efsher, that this is what the Friedrich Rebbe accomplished. Either he explained it, or he accomplished it through saying, right after he received the news of the Geula, the Maimer on the Pasuk Havayali Beizroi. And as he explains, that since it's Havayali, that it's connected with Hashem, so B'meila, all these people that helped him are all included in it and were protected by Hashem. Referring to the earlier Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz installments, we're now continuing Be'ezras Hashem with installment number 6, where we will, Imir Tzashem, discuss the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengen. The Fabrengen took place annually in the evening between Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz. As the Rebbe cited an example on occasions that in Halacha it is stated that when it comes to Kodshim, to sacred matters, the night follows the day. Another reason is also that the redemption, the geula of the previous Rebbe in a practical sense, actually took place on the 13th day of Tammuz. Not Yud Beis, but Yud Gimel. That was the pale mamish of the geula. The Fabrengen would begin around 8:30 p.m. and in later years it was changed to 9:30 p.m. If Yud Beis Tammuz would be on Shabbos, then, in addition to the Fabrengen on Shabbos, a second Fabrengen would take place on Sunday evening. This was referred to the formal Fabrengen of Yud Beis Tammuz, when many more people were able to attend. On the second floor in 770, the Rebbetzin of Chamedina, Friedrich Rebbe's Rebbetzin, would make a mesiba, a gathering for many women who had a connection or would visit her throughout the year. The mesiba would take place 3 times a year, Yutas Kislev, Purim, and Yud Beis Tammuz. Before the Fabrengen, the Rebbe would go up to the second floor and sit down at the table where the previous Rebbe and Rebbe over the years ate the Yom Tov Sudas. A group of older chassidim participated, a light kibud, snack and drink was served. There was a short conversation or conversations at the table. The Rebbe would then walk to the room where the Rebbetzin Chamedina sat with her guests and waited till the Rebbetzin saw him and would then nod with his head as a greeting and would return to his room. A while later, the Rebbe entered into the shul to begin the Fabrengen. The Rebbe immediately upon sitting down would begin speaking as opening words relating to the contents of the day and the lesson derived. After the Sicha, Rabbi Mentlik, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in 770, and he was also the Sar HaMashkim, the one that would serve the Rebbe the wine, he poured in wine into the Rebbe's kos. The Rebbe would then make the brachas on the cake and wine and would say L'chaim to the assembled. That is when the first nigun would begin at the Fabringen. Although the topics of the Sichas may have varied from year to year, but the basic spirit and spine of the Fabringen was the theme of Yud Beis Tammuz, the previous Rebbe's liberation, and the lessons derived from this day. The Rebbe would also deliver a maimer during the Fabringen. Amongst the topics that the Rebbe addressed over the years during this Fabringen would be deriving lessons from specific aspects that took place during the arrest of the previous Rebbe or during the redemption. In addition to that, there would, in the middle of the early 80s, the Rebbe would also speak much about the moment of silence and concept that the Rebbe stressed very much to be instituted as a law in the public schools, which would regulate and raise a civilized generation. Likewise, the Rebbe stressed the necessity of spreading, publicizing the 7 Noahide laws. Occasionally, a representative or a dignity of the city, state, or federal level would be in attendance, seated in a bench behind the Rebbe. And after the Sicha, this person would walk over to the Rebbe for a L'chaim and a brief conversation. On other occasions, the Rebbe would choose to make mention and focus on a current event which dominated the news. The Rebbe would analyze it and derive a lesson which can be learned from it. At times, the Rebbe would speak a sicha regarding Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbe would quite often dedicate a sicha for the Jewish women, addressing the Sheo Bnei Yisrael and their qualities in regards to chinuch, education, Torah mitzvahs in general, and their unique influence on their environment. Towards the end of the big weekday Fabringen, there would be a sicha dedicated to the Yidden who were still in Russia, during which the Rebbe would conclude with a bracha for them and their families for being able to leave as quick as possible. In Tovshin Yud Beis, 1952, the Rebbe established a magbis at the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabringen. A magbis is a fundraiser, and this was for the sake of the Meisteis Ole Yosef Yitzchak, a network of chadorim for young children in Eretz Yisrael and Morocco, etc. Envelopes were handed out for the tzedakah, and small papers were for the writing of people's names and their mother's names, which the Rebbe would take to the ale. When the Rebbe initiated this magbis in 1952, the Rebbe said the following: everyone can participate by contributing at least 18 cents. One can give for someone who is not present, and the money should be handed in within 8 days. In conclusion, the Rebbe would ask to sing the Hachonah, the preparation nigun to the Alter Rebbe's nigun, and then the Alter Rebbe's nigun, which is sung at Chuppas, followed by the nigun Nezharitza. The Rebbe would announce that people should not forget to make a bracha achreina, and after bracha, the Rebbe would make the bracha achreina from a siddur quietly, and would walk out by beginning a freilige nigun. Behemshach to the earlier installments about Yudbeis Tammuz, we're now continuing Bezras Hashem with installment number 7, where we will, Emirtz Hashem, discuss the Eirois, directives of the Rebbe regarding Yudbeis Tammuz Fabrengen amongst Chassidim. In Tovshin Lamed Ches, 1978, the Rebbe in Eisicha, on the Shabbos prior to Yudbeis Tammuz, said the following: Yehi Rotzen, we shall prepare for Yudbeis Tammuz appropriately, including making Fabrengens. There is a unique quality in making a big central Fabrengen, since Berev Am Hadras Melech, the greater the audience, the greater the splendor of the king. On the other hand, there is a positive note, quality in making Fabrengens in many places, whereas then people who don't live near the location of the central Fabrengen can have access to attend a local Fabrengen, since it is in their shchuna and shul. When we refer regarding a Fabrengen which relates to 2 days, Yud Beis and Yud Gimel Tammuz, we have 3 evenings. The night of Yud Beis Tammuz, before the day, the night of Yud Gimel Tammuz, and Mitzoy Yud Gimel Tammuz. This allows sufficient time to make Fabrengens in many places, and also to make a central Fabrengen to the extent of a Eilal Kolona, that this encompasses everything. In conclusion, the Rebbe used an example: for the more the merrier. The Rebbe referred to the minig regarding the reading of Parsha Zohar, discussing the eradication of Amalek. It is then to fulfill the appropriate reading when we read the 2 versions, Zechar Amalek and Zechar Amalek. The Rebbe quoted the Teiras Chesed of Lublin, a Chabad Chosid and a Pesek, who said, Zecher, Zecher, Abi Gut Ab Mekn. Either Zecher or Zecher, as long as we eradicate Amalek well. The Rebbe continued that so too in our topic, let there be 2 Fabrengens, 3 Fabrengens, and more. There should be a Fabrengen all year round. It should be a year of joy, Simcha, as long as it will be Simcha Peretz Geder. Joy breaks through all limitations. 10 years later, Tovshim Memches, 1988, the Rebbe initiated the following. Based on what was mentioned earlier, through Geula, a new dimension is introduced, we can suggest that the celebrations of Yud Beis Tammuz this year should be connected with a new idea, project, which expresses itself in Maise, in a practical sense, that everyone should add or increase in something new in their activities of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit. Everyone, including children who are shayich to this, should make a cheshbon hanefesh in a practical sense for the past year, from Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shem Mem Zayin, that is 1987, through Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Shem Mem Ches, 1988, regarding their good pe'ulas, their activities that he or she did, in order that it should be a sincere evaluation with the fullest strength, one should put it in writing. At least 3 new pe'ulas they did over the course of the past year, b'maisa b'peil, in a practical sense, not just in thought and resolution, or verbally as a suggestion to someone else, but maisa b'peil, pe'ulas in the spirit of the previous Rebbe, the Baal HaGula, for which he sacrificed himself in spreading Torah, Yiddishkeit, Chassidus. In order to add validity, one who will send this report, The Rebbe is referring to sending the report to him, and will add his name and his mother's name, should mark on the sealed envelope the personal name and the family name, and also add a ches, ches standing for chodesh, something new, which notes that this relates to the new initiative. On Yud Gimel Tammuz Tovshim Memtes, 1989, the Rebbe said that in addition to the Fabringen, which took place on Shabbos Yud Beis Tammuz, there should follow a continuation for the next three consecutive days after Shabbos, Yud Gimel Tammuz, Yud Dalet Tammuz, and Tezvov Tammuz. These 3 days have a unique quality since they are all in the weekdays and we can do things that cannot be done on Shabbos, like giving tzedakah or participating in a Fabrengen with more Yidden who live a great distance away via the telephone and similar. On the 9th of Tammuz, Tovshin Nun, 1990, the Rebbe distributed the Maimer which the previous Rebbe released on the occasion of the first Yud Beis Tammuz celebration in Tofresh Peches, 1928. This was intended that Chassidim should study the Maimer. The Maimer begins with the words Asora Shayeshvim Ve'eskim Beteira, which this was the work of the Friedrich Rebbe setting up Chadorim, underground Chadorim in Russia, up till 1927 when he was arrested and continued Yiddishkeit in Russia. The Maimer also contained a dollar for tzedakah. The Hemshech to the earlier installments B'negei Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, we're now continuing Be'ezras Hashem with installment number 8, where we will Mirtz Hashem discuss an important aspect of the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengens, the Maimorim. The Maimer, the discourse that the Rebbe delivered during the Fabrengen of Yud Beis or Yud Gimel Tammuz. Generally, the beginning of the Maimorim, the Divrei HaMaschol of the Maimer, the opening verse of the Maimer is related to the contents and meaning of the day in which they were delivered. In the Yud Beis Tammuz Maimorim, we find Maimorim, which the opening of the Maimer and also its contents is based on the previous Rebbe's Maimer, the Baal HaGeula of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. In the first year of the Rebbe's Kabbalas HaNesios, Tavshin Yud Aleph, 1951, we find that the Rebbe based his Maimer on the previous Rebbe's Maimer, which was just published then for Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. This was the Seder by the Rebbe that the first years the Rebbe would release a Maimer of the previous Rebbe, Lekovit, a designated Yom Tov or a Chassidische Yom Tov. When Yud Beis Tammuz was on Shabbos, the Rebbe would begin the Maimer with a Pasuk of the Parsha. During the next Fabrengen, Sunday evening, Yud Gimel Tammuz, the beginning of the Maimer would be related, including also the contents, to Yud Beis Tammuz. We find two occasions where on Yud Beis Tammuz, the Rebbe began the Maimer with the verse Pada Visholim. This took place in Tovshin Tezvov, 1955, and Tovshin Dalet Mem, 1984. Interesting to note that Yud Beis Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Dalet, 1954, the Rebbe began the Maimer with the verse Leman Yecholtzen Yididecha, which, as the Medrash Chazal explained, that this refers to Yitzchak Avinu. The Rebbe speaks in the Maimer about the Friedrich Rebbe, whose second name is as Yitzchak Avinu. When the commemoration of the Yud Beis Tammuz was marked in a year of a complete decade, or 2 decades, and so on, since the actual Geula in Tofresh Peizayin in 1927, we find that the Rebbe would begin the Maimonim of that Yud Beis Tammuz season. They would be identical to the beginning of the Maimonim that the previous Rebbe delivered immediately after his Geula in 1927. Hem Sheikhen. Sometimes the Maimonim of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz would be a hemshech, a short continuing series of up to three maimorim. The Rebbe would, in the later maimer, refer back to the earlier maimer. Interesting to note that in Tavshin Yud Zayin, 1957, the third maimer of the Yud Beis Tammuz hemshech series that began and Yud Beis Tammuz was delivered by the Rebbe during his visit in Camp Gan Yisrael. Actually, this Hemshech is a very deep Hemshech, explaining very deep concepts in Chassidus. Mirtz Hashem, in the next installment, we'll continue discussing the Maimarim. The Hemshech to the earlier Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz installments, we're now continuing with installment number 9, where we are referring back to a factor of the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengens, the Rebbe's Maimorim that he delivered during the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengens. Over the duration of more than 40 years, we find on Yud Beis Tammuz two times where the Rebbe on three consecutive occasions began the Maimer with the same Pasuk, or Maimer Chazal. One was in Tavshin Lamed Vov, 1976. The three Maimerim began with the Pasuk Nosata L'Riecha Nes L'Isnesis. This beginning was also a maimer that the previous Rebbe said and sent to Yidden in Russia in 1933 on the occasion of Yud Beis Tammuz. The Rebbe delivered the three maimerim on Shabbos Yud Beis Tammuz, and then the next day Yud Gimel Tammuz, and then Tezvav Tammuz, respectively. Chassidim noted that this Fabrengen took place right after the successful release of 100 Jewish passengers who were hijacked to Entebbe. The Rebbe then, during a Fabrengen, said that it has been many years since such a miracle took place. The three Maimorim were later merged as one and prepared for Haggadah to be edited by the Rebbe. The second time that there were three consecutive occasions that the Rebbe began the Maimer with the same Divrei HaMaschil, same beginning, was in Tavshin Mem Beis, 1982. The beginning of the three Maimarim began with the quote from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Asora Shayeshvim Ve'eskim B'Teira, when 10 people sit and are studying Teira, which is based on the Maimer of the previous Rebbe, which he released on the occasion of the first Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengen in Tofresh Peiches. It was the first year after he was released from prison, and Chassidim commemorated and celebrated Yud Beis Tammuz 1928. And it was intended that Chassidim should study this Maimer. The Rebbe delivered the three Maimorim on Yud Beis Tammuz, on Yud Gimel Tammuz, and on Tezvav Tammuz, respectively. The second and third Maimer were a Hemshech, a continued series, and edited Muge by the Rebbe. Regarding the Yud Beis Tammuz Maimer, from Tavshin Yud Gimel 1953, an interesting story took place after the Fabrengen. In response to a question that was asked from the Rebbe Benegia to this Maimer, and he asked to listen to the audio of that Fabrengen. You can listen to this audio in the link. Rabbi Aaron Goldstein of Ann Arbor, Michigan, relates the story. The Hemshech to the earlier installments B'negiah to Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz. We're now continuing with installment number 10, where we will discuss a factor of the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabringens, an additional aspect in the Yud Beis Tammuz Maimorim, one which may have been unnoticed by many. Yud Beis Tammuz is also, of course, the Yom HaYoledes of the previous Rebbe. It is known the custom relate from the Baal Shem Tev that one recites the Kapitel Tehillim that corresponds to the person's age. On a new birthday, one begins reciting the next Kapitel Tehillim corresponding to the year they have just entered. For example, a bar mitzvah bocher, when becoming 13 years old, recites Kapitel 14, being that he began entering into his 14th year. We find by the Rebbe Rashab that he either said or wrote Maimorim on the occasion of his Yom HaLedes. In addition, we find at times that his Maimor focused on the new chapter in Tehillim, which he just entered. An example for this would be in the month of Cheshvan, Shnas Ezras, late 1916, where there is a Maimer that begins with the Pasik, Lam Natzeach Al Tashches, which is a verse of the new chapter in Tehillim, the age which the Rebbe Rashab has just entered that year. As the Rebbe writes it in Ha'ora, in a comment b'negiah to this Maimer. Likewise, Chof Cheshvan Tofresh Pei, late 1919, the Rebbe Rashab wrote several Maimorim on Kapitel Samach, chapter 60 in Tehillim. This was the year into which he entered on this date. In fact, on Chof Cheshvan, in that very same year, he also delivered a Maimer on the verse Smuchim Lo'ad Le'elam. The Rebbe explained in one of his Maimorim that the word Smuchim, beginning with a Samach, symbolizes 60. The Rebbe would on Yud Beis Tammuz make note of the new Kapitel of the previous Rebbe by explaining a verse in the new Kapitel. The age, the year in which the previous Rebbe has entered on the Yud Beis Tammuz of that specific year. Likewise, as the Rebbe in his Maimer of Yud Aleph Nissen would explain a verse in his new Kapitel, year which the Rebbe has entered on Yud Aleph Nissen. A little background. In the year Tovshin Tesvo of 1955, Yud Beis Tammuz was on Shabbos. The Rebbe did not deliver a Maimer during this Fabrengen, but spoke a Sicha on the new Kapitel of the previous Rebbe. Yud Gimel Tammuz Fabrengen included also a Maimer. In Tovshin Yudzai in 1957, we already find that the Rebbe would in the Yud Beis Tammuz Maimer explain a verse of the previous Rebbe's new Kapitel in Tehillim. Over the years, at times we find that the Rebbe would sometimes begin his Maimer with a pasuk of the new Kapitel of the previous Rebbe. Not only to elaborate on the verse of the new Kapitel Tehillim in the Maimer, but the Maimer would begin and would focus completely on a pasuk of the new chapter of the previous Rebbe's age. This took place in the years Tovshin Choftes, Tovshin Lamed Beis, Tovshin Lamed Hei, and Tovshin Lamed Tes. 1969, 1972, 1975, and 1979. The last Maimer we were Zecha from the Rebbe for Yud Beis Tammuz was Leil Yud Beis Tammuz, the evening of Yud Beis Tammuz, Tov Shem Mem Ches, 1988. The Maimer was said immediately after Ma'ariv. The Hemshech to the earlier installments B'negia to Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, we're now continuing with installment number 11, where we will discuss additional aspects of the Yud Beis Tammuz celebration. When the Rebbe's biography, published originally in the beginning of the Hayim Yem in the Shalsheles HaYachas, when it was updated and handed in to the Rebbe in Tavshin Nun 1990, the Rebbe reviewed it and edited it. There was a paragraph regarding the Rebbetzin Benegia to Yud Beis Tammuz Tov Resh Pei Zayin, 1927. As known, the previous Rebbe chose his middle daughter, the Rebbetzin, that she should travel and accompany him to Kastrama. In the Hayim Yem, right after the Rebbe's biography, there's a paragraph that appears right under the title, Ishtei the Rebbetzin. This was added and included in the Rebbe's biography after Chav Beis Shvat Tov Shem Mem Ches, after the Ptira of the Rebbetzin, 1988. In the paragraph, there's a sentence that says the following. Read it first in Hebrew and then in English. Ve'af hoy sohorisheino lefarsem es besuras ha'geula Bachatzar Lubavitch Belenigrad. In English, she was also the first to publicize the news of the Geula in the Lubavitch courtyard in Leningrad. When the Rebbe edited this sentence, the Rebbe crossed out the word Ve'af. And in addition to that, the Rebbe crossed out the word lefarsim, to publicize, and instead the Rebbe chose the word limser, to relay. After the words as besuras ha'geula, to relay the besuras ha'geula, the Rebbe added the following words, betelefon mikastrama lediras ha'av Belenigrad. By phone, from Kastrama, to the residence of her father, the previous Rebbe, in Leningrad, where he lived at the time. So reading the sentence in Hebrew, as the Rebbe edited it, is Hoysa horisheino limser es besuras ha'geula, betelefon mikastrama, lediras ha'av Belenigrad. She was the first to relay the news of the Geula, relaying the Psuras HaGeula by phone from Kastrama to the residence of her father in Leningrad. Another aspect, B'negia to Yud Beis Tammuz, a sicha that the Rebbe spoke Shabbos Parsha Masai Tov Shin Chav Zayin, 1967. The Rebbe, while discussing the miracles of the Six-Day War, which was a little earlier that summer, 1967, the Rebbe stated in the Sicha the following. Chas v'sholim, to designate it as a Yom Tov with Hallel, since we don't institute additional Yom Tovim. Likewise, Yud Beis Tammuz, indeed, it is a day of redemption for all Jews, as the previous Rebbe testified that all Jews are included in his redemption, but surely no one considered to institute, seems like on a steady basis, the recital of Hallel, even without a bracha. And the Rebbe continues, it is a Yom Tov Prati, an individual Yom Tov, as we find by Gedali Yisrael, Jewish leaders, who designated a Yom Tov for themselves and their families in the day that a miracle took place by them. And this was in order to focus on the miracle and thank Hashem, and especially to utilize it for inspiration and strength in Torah and mitzvahs. Around 14 years later, an interesting yechidus took place on Yud Gimel Tammuz with the Skoli Rebbe and his grandfather, the illustrious Rabbi Leibel Tzivyak, Olav HaSholem. The Skoli Rebbe asked the Rebbe 3 questions in Tanya, and the Rebbe responded in length. The Skoli Rebbe then introduced his grandfather, Rabbi Leibel Tzivyak, to the Rebbe. When the Rebbe heard the name Rabbi Leibel Tzivyak, the Rebbe commented, "Shimchem heilach b'chol ha'ilam kulei, yeshivas mushulachim eshadarim. Your name, your reputation is all over the world. Yeshivas, mishulachim, shadarim, all the different aspects of meisters of institutes." Rabbi Leibel Tzivyak was a Talmid in Timchit Mimim in Warsaw. In the Yechides, he told the Rebbe that after they received the news, Yud Beis Tammuz, Tofresh Peizai in 1927, about the release of the previous Rebbe, his grandfather sent him to the Yomet and instructed him to say Hallel. The Rebbe asked, "In what city did this take place?" Rabbi Leibel answered, "In Varsha, in Warsaw." And he added, "I also had the schus to stand under the Rebbe's chuppah, holding one of the 4 beams that held up the chuppah." In conclusion, the Rebbe said, "Zeir Shein, Yirzet, Asof Kul Sof, Zen Mirzach." The Rebbe said, "Very nice. You see that eventually we meet." The hemshech to the earlier installments b'negiah to Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, we're now continuing and concluding the Yud Beis Tammuz series with installment number 12, where we will discuss the Rebbe's insights and directives on the occasions of reaching various decades since the redemption of the previous Rebbe. Tavshin Yud Zayin in 1957 marked 30 years since the Geula in the year 1927. The Rebbe explained that also in a renewal of an old event, an event that happened in the past, there are various levels. When a certain number of years have passed, as 10, 20, and so on, there's a greater drawdown, the Hamshacha, from above, not within the range of the previous Hamshacha and renewal. And as it says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that every decade ushers in a new era. Ben Eser, Ben Esrim, Ben Shleishim. The Rebbe continues, we can explain, according to the Pardes, this is a Sefer in Kabbalah, that everything in the creation is based on the number 10. Since it corresponds and reflects the 10 Sfiras, the 10 attributes. Especially regarding 30 years, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that it reflects, symbolizes the 10 Sfiras in threefold. One, the vessels of the spheres of the attributes. These are the kalim of the 10 spheres. 2, the eir pnimi, the inner light which is enclosed in the vessels. And 3, the 10 lights, the 10 revelations that are not enclosed in the vessel, but they hover from above. All these 3 are the basic concept of the chain of creation. From this we derive, the Rebbe sums it up, that when 30 years have been completed since the redemption, a new spiritual hamshacha relating to the geula is drawn down and is greater than the previous ones. And since we have this unique drawdown of redemption, therefore there is a need to increase and reveal more in Torah and mitzvahs. 10 years later, in Tavshin Chav Zayin 1967, it was 40 years since the Geula of Yud Beis Tammuz. The Rebbe cited the verse in the Gemara that after 40 years, a student gains a unique intuition, a deeper insight in the mind and understanding of his Rav, of his teacher. And the Rebbe explained that this refreshing needs to be expressed not only in the understanding the words of the Rav, but also in action, spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit. A decade later, in Tavshin Lamed Zayin 1977, when it was the 50th anniversary since the Geula, the Rebbe said the following: we find in Halacha that 50 is an era in its own right, a jubilee, a yevil. As the Talmud cites, a lomei shel Levi is 50 shana, the world of a Levi, the cycle, the full cycle of a Levite, is 50 years. So the Rebbe continues, likewise, since 50 years were completed, a new cycle begins with the 51st year. From this we understand that the new tkufa, the era of the next 50 years, needs to begin in a manner which is completely out of proportion in comparison to the previous 50-year cycle. Which means that how much we accomplished over the course of the 50 years that just came to a completion, when we enter the 51st year and a new 50-year cycle begins, we need to increase in all matters of Torah and Yiddishkeit in a manner which is completely not within the range of the earlier cycle, since we are obliged, Milin Bekedesh, to constantly accelerate B'negia to Torah and Yiddishkeit. 10 years later, Tavshin Mem Zayin, 1987, it was 60 years since the Geula. The Rebbe spoke about the significance of 60 years of redemption and spreading Torah, Yiddishkeit, and the wellsprings of Chassidus. And in the halachic spirit, the number 60 signifies also bittul, bittul b'shishim, nullifying something negative, being outnumbered by 60. Likewise, the Rebbe says here, all the negative aspects, and especially the golos, which resulted from sinas chinam, we can nullify it through Avas Yisrael. In conclusion, as we are Bezras Hashem concluding this series of Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, I will add some clarity regarding a few facts which were mentioned in the earlier installments. We mentioned in audio number 356 that the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengen began at 8:30. It needs to be noted that this was relevant only in the winter Fabrengens, when 8:30 was already after Maariv. But in the season of Yud Beis Tammuz, the Fabrengen began 9:30, as other Fabrengens in the summer season. It was also mentioned that amongst the topics at the Yud Beis Tammuz Fabrengen that the Rebbe addressed was instituting a moment of silence in the public schools, and also to publicize the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Neach, the seven Noach Haglos, which the Rebbe addressed quite often in the early 1980s. This coincided with the fact that in the early 1980s, some of the Fabrengens were carried live on cable TV, whereas people of all walks of life viewed the Rebbe's Fabrengens. In the audio number 357, it was mentioned from a sicha, the Rebbe spoke about the union of Zecher and Zecher, And just to clarify, the correct meaning for both words means a reminder. Zecher and Zecher, a reminder. A reminder not to forget Amalek. Zecher and Zecher, either way, the vowel is pronounced. The main point is to eradicate Amalek completely.